I was reading this record. I was looking for this verse of scripture because I haven't read it for ages. I know it off by heart, but it's nice sometimes just to read. And it says, 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and sometimes yea. No, are in him yea and amen unto the glory of God by us. And then I read further down. It says, now he which established us with you in Christ have anointed us is God. So God has brought all this together. And then further down it says, and this is what I was looking for, this scripture here. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but we are helpers of your joy, for by faith you stand. You know, our job as ministers, as leaders, this is what we are. Yeah, we're born again, sons of God, we're leaders. Everyone's a leader because they've got Christ in them, the hope of glory. So we're all born again leaders, and we are also individual believers. We all got functions in the body that we function in. But our job, my job, Lawrence's job, and Kim's job, ordained from God, is to minister to the needs of the saints, to be a blessing to them, to be helpers of their joy, for by faith you stand. And so we're not here to tear anyone down. And our ministry that God has given to each of us is a ministry of edification, not destruction. And even in the reproof, the greatest reproof is loving, encouraging, and resetting. You know, resets everything, and correction. And so our job has always been to encourage. You know, and like I was thinking about fellowship and how sometimes we can just get so molded into a certain way. But really, like for me, I look forward to soon fellowship, you know. Regardless of whatever goes on around me and what people demand of me, I'm going to soon fellowship. You know, that's me. And even when I worked and I had jobs, and when I was young, we had a young family, we done fellowship every week. Didn't miss it for anything, anyone. Even when it snowed, when it rained, when no one turned up, me and Kim would share the word with each other. We've been not perfect, definitely not perfect by far, right? But we've been faithful. And it says that a faithful man shall abound in blessings. Faithful man or woman shall abound in blessings. You know, we stick to the task. We don't move. We keep moving forward. We've proven ourselves in that. No matter what comes against us, where else are we going to go? What am I going to do? Am I going to bunk out to the unbelieving world? Am I going to separate myself from where faith is and where love is? That's living in the hearts of a believer, because not everyone's agreeing, maybe. What am I going to do? Go carnal? No, we got a job to do. We got a life to live. And this is our life. This is our living. You know, that we live unto God. And God's put it in my heart for the theme for next year for me. You can take it on board if you want to. I'm not putting this on anyone like I've never done on the other ones. I just said this is what God's put in my heart, is to live unto God. That God wants us to really live unto him, because you can live unto Buddha, you could live unto Jane, you can live unto a Sikh, you can live unto another religion, you can live unto your husband, you can live unto your wife, you can live unto your children, but God says you live unto me, you know. And we're to walk in that newness of life. This living unto God is walking in newness of life. No, not looking at our old lives any longer, because we got to reckon that dead. There's a carnal mind and there's a spiritual mind. Which one are you going to operate from? You choose every day you wake up. You know, that subconscious mind, you know, that we can't think from, that programming of the old paradigms. The more we say what God says and move in line with him, the more we're changing that conscious, subconscious mind. So that what we say naturally comes from us, faith, love, power. And, you know, we're proving to ourselves what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Because through the renewing of our mind, through the changing of our thinking. You want to change your life, change your thinking, change your words, change who you hang around with. If you're not getting so far, change what you're doing if you don't like the results. You're getting the results not because that's what you was born into. Oh, this is my lot in life. No, it's not. You can change and do whatever you want to do and be whoever you want to be. God in Christ knew, I can do all things through Christ. We're not passing the buck on to anyone. If you're not being successful, it's not anybody else's fault, right? Definitely not God's, because he's given you everything, every enablement to live above this world, you know? and to live unto him. And it's a decision. It starts with a decision. I'm not going to stay the same. I'm going to walk in newness of life. I'm going to walk by the Spirit of God. I'm going to build up my minds of Christ with those wonderful promises. I'm going to declare them and live them and know them. And God wants you to be encouraged. He doesn't want you to go from emotion to emotion, from bad relationship to another bad relationships. He wants you to shine with those lights, unspotted and blemished by the world. That's how we should be living our lives, right? Because we've got the power to overcome it, right? The power of the Spirit of God in us overcomes sin. It overcomes those temptations when we've got our mind locked in with God. There's no excuses. We give ourselves excuses. You know, there's no excuses, really. It's up to you. It's always a mindset. It's always a decision. We can't blame anyone else for our decisions and what we do. It's down to us. And God's given us everything to be successful. And if you're failing in life, it's not God's fault. It's not your minister's fault. But it's what you're doing with what you believe. And are you believing rightly? If you're being fed the wrong stuff, yeah, it could be your minister's fault, right? If he's not giving you sound doctrine, these words of life to help you enjoy your life, to help you walk with God, it should be a smooth life. Like Kim was saying, sometimes, yeah, we get a bumpy road. There's a nice smooth road outside, and there's parts of the road that hasn't been resurfaced, so it's bumpy. It needs to be renewed, just like there's some parts of our minds need to be removed, remove some part of your mind. Yeah, maybe that's a good thing. No, renewed, you know. So it's perspective. We need to get God's perspective, right? God wants you to have his perspective. He's saying, my children, you agree with the world far too much. You agree with your politics far too much. What my truth is over everything. God's truth is superior to the world's logic and understanding. It said, Paul says, cast down imaginations. And that word imaginations can be reasoning. Reasoning. We reason things out with our what? Spiritual mind or carnal mind, right? But that part of the mind is your imagination. The reason is your imagination, that area of the mind where you conceive ideas. And they're incubated, and then they can either come to nothing or they can be aborted. All depends how long you focus on it and what you're saying. If you're incubating the wrong thoughts, you're going to give birth to wrong things, right? So we need to change our thinking. We need to get God's words into our heart, which builds beautiful pictures of life and joy. No, think of this, fountains of living water. What does that say in your mind? How does that appeal to your heart? You know, God is the fountains of living water. God leads you beside the still waters. All these beautiful words, you know, the land flowing with milk and honey. What kind of picture is being painted in your mind? Not a land being flooded by immigrants. What kind of picture is that painting in your mind? You know what I mean? So what are we focusing on? Focus is important. And you could be so focused, you can cross those things that are in this world aside with the focus that God's put in your heart, the visions, the desire, the purpose. And nothing can stop you from fulfilling your purpose when your mind is stayed on God, when that imagination. See, before you actually manifest and do anything, you've got to see it in your mind. That's why God gives us words. Faith comes. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the words from God. And you've got to practice this stuff because we've just been indoctrinated since you've been born. You've been indoctrinated. You need to believe this. You need to believe that. You need to act this way. You need to dress that way. What kind of image are you building with inside yourself? An image has been placed in you through other people's words. Their words have painted pictures and an image of you of who you really are. Well, I'm not really good. No one tells me I'm successful, I'm down, I can never achieve. I can't be an achiever like that person over there. I can't be a millionaire. I can't be a billionaire. I can't have a nice family because of my background. My background has stopped me. You know, I was starved of affection and love, so I don't know how to do it. Rubbish. If you believe that narrative, it might be a living reality in the senses, but it's not truth. Behold, when you got born again, all things become new. every potential to live a successful, good, peaceful, happy, strong, powerful life is in Christ in you, is in you right now. You've got the power there, baby. I have the power. Woo! Remember that song? I got the power. You've got the power. It's God in Christ in you, the hope of glory. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. You know, you're not in bondage anymore. Stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made you free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Those thoughts, those feelings, their emotions, all those old things that have governed your life up until this point that you receive the truth now, all those things, reckon them dead. Cut them off. Cut them off at the root. Now get this new life in Christ, this new image in mind. Image, imagination. See yourself living the dream life. See yourself living the life you've always lived. If you want to be a preacher speaking to millions, see yourself in the picture of your mind, on the screen of your mind, teaching like Billy Graham. You know, see Billy Graham when he spoke to the whole stadium? There was thousands of people there. See yourself doing that. See yourself speaking to the thousands, to the hundreds of thousands, to the tens of thousands. Reinhard Bonnke, great ministry in South Africa. Millions of people turning up at one meeting. You can do all things through Christ, not just one man. That one man had faith. That one moved mountains. That one man accomplished great things and feats with God. And great numbers that people got born again. Because that one man believed God. He wasn't honed in by the mainstream Christianity. I encourage you, go and listen to that, Sharon. I put up mainstream or living God's dream. Because it's one way or another on that. And you don't want to be up and down on it. You can be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in what I'm saying right now. You are very powerful. You are extraordinary. You are not the same. So you've got to change on the inside before you see anything change on the outside. It has to start within. And it's called renewed mind. It's called changing the thinking. Proving what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. So how do we do that? Proving. We prove by, okay, someone tells me you need to honor God with your substance. And be faithful and consistent doing that. And do it with heart. God, how much? God says to you, how much do you want to give me? And then you say, oh, I want to give you this, God. Then do it. Now, I'm going to prove it. I'm going to prove that honoring God faithfully and consistently works. Now, God says, you ask me what you want to give, right? Because I tell you why. Because if you ask God, what say you want to give big. Or you want to give a nice portion. Say, God, I would like to give to you this from my heart. But at the moment, I don't seem to have the finances to do that. What does it say in the scriptures? God gives bread for your food, and he gives seed to the sower. God can give you what you want to sow. But where's your faith? The just shall live by faith, right? It's fair, like, put it together. Let God put it together in your heart. The just shall live by faith. What do you want to give? Oh, I'll just give at the base. You know, well, that's where you're going to be, at the base. You want to abound? You've got to be big in your giving. Seriously. Listen, a farmer knows that principle. Do you think the spiritual law works different to the physical law of sowing and reaping? It doesn't. It works in the same way. Someone asked me about that. What about percentages? I said, well, Jesus mentioned 30, 60, and 100. No measurement, you know. And according to that person's faith. And so if you want to see an increase, then increase. If you want to see a decrease, then decrease. If you want a small field, you only want to manage a small little field, then be small in your giving. If you want to manage a medium-sized field, then be medium in your giving. If you want to have a big field, be liberal in your giving. Because God causes all grace to abound towards you also. He doesn't just multiply the seed sown. He causes all grace, favor in every situation. He increases the fruits of your righteousness and causes you to abound to every good work, signs, miracles and wonders, new open doors, new fellowship, new laborers coming. That's the fruits of righteousness. That is the works of righteousness also being done. That's what we're interested in as believers and leaders. My job is to encourage this to the people here now, the people listening. I'm not to water down anything to you. I'm supposed to give it to you as God works in me and withhold nothing. That way, You can move powerfully if you take it, if you receive these words gladly. If you receive these words, not as the words of Laura, but as the words of God, which are effective in you to who believes it. Let this be effective in you. Believe it. Don't doubt it. Oh, is that Lawrence again? He's going on about the principles again and blah, blah, blah again. That part, you'll get nothing. Seriously, God is not mocked. You know, and if I'm speaking truth, that truth will stand the lifetime and above anybody else, no matter what any so special ministers might say about it. But if it's truth, it will stand and it will come to pass, you know. So when we practice these things, it will happen. Right, so I'm proving to myself what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God when it comes to honouring God. Stop griping about and just do it. Do it from the heart. Do it with joy. Do it with happiness. I don't have dominion over your faith in this area, but I'm helpers of your joy, for by faith you stand, right? So we want to live unto God. And if you're going to live unto God, you're going to have to move by faith. Only thing that pleases God is faith. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Right? I didn't write the book. That's what the Apostle Paul said by revelation. That's what he spoke. That's what's recorded for us to see. Not that we have dominion over your faith, but we are helpers of your joy, for by faith you stand. You want to keep standing, keep listening. Keep receiving these words gladly. With a happy heart, with a cheerful heart, keep connecting. You know, prove to yourself that this connection, this one-on-one, is imperative, and it's also for your joy and your strength and your walk. Oh, I'm saved by grace. I don't need to connect. I just walk with God alone. Bullshit. God didn't call you just to walk alone. If there's no one to walk with, you can walk alone. But when there's a body of people that love God and that are walking by his spirit and that are encouraging in the right direction, then that's where you connect. That's why God's got you to connect. God has placed every member in the body where it's pleased him. Why? Not where it's pleasing you, but where it pleased him. Because he knows you're going to get the right nourishment, the right nutrients, the right seed, the right amount of water for your individual tailored walk. He's catering to you personally. It's like going to a hotel and having your own waiter in the hotel, your own bellboy, you know, and your own chef in the hotel. They cater to you personally. You know, you're a VIP. Well, you're a VIP in the kingdom of God, you know, and he's going to make sure you've got everything that you need so that you can move. And he's got a great many avenues to supply your need. God is not limited whatsoever. We're limited, and it's because of our thinking that we're limited. As a man thinketh, so is he, right? As you think in your heart, so is he. But our God is unlimited. All things are possible with God and to him that believes God. So we need to believe God. God wants you to really put the things to work. He wants you to prove. Prove what we're encouraging. So what do we encourage? Speak in tongues much, right? Paul said, I would that you all speak with tongues, right? So that's a great place to start. That's for my benefit when you speak in tongues? No, it's for your benefit first, right? Speak by the Spirit. Let God give you the words. That's going to be for your benefit and the hearer that's receiving your words gladly. Because then God can go to work and get whatever needs to be accomplished in that situation or with that person done. That person needs healing, they get healing. If they need deliverance mentally or spiritually, or just need encouragement, they're going to get it. Because you're obedient to God. You're obedient to prove this. Yeah, it is speaking by the Spirit. When I reconnect with Sangi, he says, Lawrence, you've got to speak by the Spirit. Speak thy word. In other words, he said, for me, I will speak thy word, referring to God's word. So I made up my mind. And I thought, yes, God, I will speak thy word. In other words, I'm not going to go to the scriptures to find out what I need to say, but I'm going to let God give me what to say. And then if he leads me to the scriptures, different kettle of fish, right? And that's what I've been doing, and it proves to be very effective, very powerful, very enlightening, and it's getting people activated. So when we speak by the Spirit of God, you need to learn to do that. Just learn to do that. Don't lean to your own understanding, because you can lean to your own understanding of the scriptures and what you've been taught and how to work them and how to view them and how to read them and all this kind of stuff. Let God lead you. And let him enlighten this beauty of his written word up to your heart and mind. Let him enlighten it to you. There's great treasures in this word. Many, many treasures. And it's all wrapped up in that Spirit of God in you too. So let's prove that. Let's prove it's right. Let's prove what I've been taught. I'm teaching what I've been taught. We speak by the Spirit. We speak in tongues, right? So the carnal words, not the carnal words, but the words that we can understand, we speak by the Spirit. We let God give us the words. And then obviously the other words you can't understand when you're speaking in tongues, right? Because only God understands that. But the point, and the angels also. So the point is, let's prove that this is beneficial. Let's prove that this is what God wants us to do. Honoring God with your substance. Let's do it. You've got to do it with heart. You've got to do it with faith. You can't do it doubting. But God gives you the faith. He gives you the encouragement. How does he do that? He shows you the benefits of it if you do it. So that means you can expect something. So when you speak in tongues, you can expect something. When you speak by the Spirit, you should expect something. When you honor God with your substance, you should expect something, right? Connecting. Connecting means connecting. That means you pursue. If you're hungry, you'll pursue. If you're not hungry, you're not going to go to the hot dog stand. You're not going to go to the donut stand. You're not going to go to the local Indian restaurant like I do every Monday. I'm always hungry for a curry. And I love going there. It's my favorite thing to do, right? That's the only thing I do in that sense. If I'm not hungry, I won't go. But with God, we should be hungry all the time for God, for the things of God, for the truth, the diamonds. I get excited when I can learn something new that I can put on in my heart and mind and do, and then encourage other people to help them come up. And the greatest reward for anybody that's working with anybody is when the heart is receptive to what you're saying. They go and do it, and they're getting the results in their life. I get great reward. My reward when I'm ministering to people that are receiving my words gladly is that I've known that they've received it gladly. That's the other thing, because there's no wool pulled over anyone's eyes. I know when someone's received it, and when they've gone and done it, they come back with a great joy. What did Jesus do? He sent out the disciples. He said, you know, go and preach the word here. Don't take this with you or take that with you, and wipe the dust off your feet if they don't receive your words and blah, 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 right? They come back with joy and rejoicing, you know, because devils obeyed them and they seen people healed. He said, don't rejoice at that. Rejoice that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, basically. Okay, in God's Lamb Book of Life. That's what we should rejoice. But the point is, he sent them out and they went and done what he said. They followed the encouragement. They was connecting to Jesus. So we put them to work. Okay, now go and do this. Do you think that, like, everyone's free to live and do what they want, right? But I know when Sandgate, you know, when I've been there and I've observed conversations and other leagues, like, he's encouraged people, okay, go and do this and you'll see this happen. They go and do it and come back with joy and a great report. Because who's Sandgate? No, they're believers, they're leaders, they don't have to listen to Sam. He's a minister for God and the Lord Jesus Christ to those people, and they receive it. He's not above anyone, he's a very humble man. And he sets a great example. And I'm setting a great example also. I'm speaking the great things as well. And God's given me and I'm confident in what I'm saying. I know God's given me great words. Now, if you're a respecter of persons, you may not receive it from me. It doesn't mean to say that what I'm saying is wrong or not is not right, does it? Okay? But I'm proving that God will give to me the laborers. He will give to me the open doors. He will give to me the areas because I'm believing God. I'm not looking to a man for that to happen. Only God can make that happen. But I am being humble to someone that is walking in that truth and proving themselves time and time again. And then that their leaders are proving themselves time and time again. I'm now proving that too. And then if you follow as well with a humble heart, not thinking you know it all because you've been to a biblical ministry or whatever, if you do it with a humble heart and walk by the Spirit, then you'll prove it too. You won't have to spin your wheels. You'll be very confident in what you're doing. Whereas before, I was never confident. I was always trying to get approval. And you don't need my approval either, by the way. You either believe what I'm saying or you don't. You're either going to follow it or you're not. You're either going to practice it in your life or you're not. You're free to do what you want. I don't have anything on you. And my heart is to serve God and the Lord Jesus Christ by serving you. And if you're going to connect, connect. If you're not, don't. If you are, do. You know, and your benefit. Let's prove these things. You don't give it long enough to prove it. God reproved me on this myself. I never proved anything. I just listened to everyone. It all sounded good, and I repeat it and copy everybody else. You know, and I see little results here and there, but nothing like I have since these last 5, 6 years now. But now I'm proving things. Now I've got a way to move because I understand it now. I'm being led by God now. I know this is right or this is not right. I know when someone's whispering or backbiting. I know. God will make me know. He'll give me an inkling. I may not know the full details, but I can understand and pick up spiritually what's going on because I'm not carnal. I'm not operating from the carnal mind here. I'm operating from the mind of Christ, the Spirit of God that dwells in me. So what I say will happen because God's energizing that within me. And God fulfills things by the Spirit. It's called discerning of spirits. God gives word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discern the spirits. Why? To protect the church. Or to protect the fellowship that's there, right? So he will reveal things to me. If I'm a leader, he's going to reveal things to me. If there's anything underhanded, there's whispering back, it will come up. It will come before me. Because God will make sure it will. I'm not looking for anything like that. I really ain't. I'm just focused on giving these wonderful, encouraging things, you know? And to hope people receive the words gladly, see it, ask God to open up their hearts. See, what you need to do, if you're not fully understanding something, then you go to God and say, Father, like, you know, give me wisdom in this area. I can hear what they're saying, but I can't perceive. Because a lot of people can hear, but they don't perceive. A lot of people, you know, they don't understand what's being spoken. They can hear it, but they don't understand it. They can see it, but they don't perceive it. So it's like Jesus spoke about that in Matthew chapter 13, when he was talking about the parable of the sower. Go and read it. It's a fantastic record. You can learn so much. That will give you some insight, and God can, you know, energize those truths in your heart. Because if you're ministering to people, you need to be on the ball. You need to be there to serve people, not yourself, not to better you. You're there to better other people because you're already bettered, because God's worked in your heart. Yes, we're initially in it for our development and growth, but God wants you to enjoy what you're doing. You don't have to come on here. But for me, when I come here, I look forward to fellowship. I'm rejoicing. I don't let anything stop me. And I come with an expectation to learn. Like when I finish speaking now, it'd be somebody else's turn to share, right? I'm listening. I'm taking it on board. I'm being humble and meek. I'm listening. What can I learn? What can I take on? What is God speaking tonight on this fellowship? The main direction will come through me and Kim because it's the fellowship God's put us entrusted us with. Don't mean to say we're above you, but the main direction will come from there. That's why people are coming to this Zoom fellowship, right? That's why people are connecting on this. And so the connections are there to, like when I connect to Sangha, I'm telling him, this is what's going on. This is what's happening. You know, and I give a good report. I never talk bad about anyone, right? I give a good report. This is what I see. This is what I understand. Is there any encouragement you can give me? Is there anything you see, or is God touching your heart? Or, you know, if I need to change something, am I off anywhere? Could you please tell me? And then next minute, Sangate's sharing really great. You know, and he's never reproved me in a sense like, no, you're wrong or anything like that. But he's always encouraged me, you know. And then he points out great things. And then he gets excited when I share certain things that God has shown me. And that blesses me because he's got excited. And I think, oh, wow, I've excited the minister with what God's revealed to me. Like people do when they connect to me. You know, like when this person asked a question about, you know, levels of giving. You know, if you give 10% or 20% or 30%, obviously, they said, logically, surely, there's going to be more, and God wants us to see. I said, yeah, that's right. And then I showed the scriptures about it. And so, you know, because God makes things easy and understandable. And, you know, I think when it comes to finances, you've got to be honest with it. And we don't know Ananias or Sapphira's, you know what I mean? Like in Acts chapter 4, be honest with it. Like, give what's rightly God's. Give that to him because you're giving it to God. Yeah, it's coming to someone, but it's God's. And God says, look, I want to bless you. I want you to have the right heart when you do this. You know what I mean? Don't withhold. There's so many things in the scripture about people that withhold the right amount and all this stuff. There's lots of it in there. God has set everything up for you to prosper and to benefit. He wants everyone on the same level. He doesn't want anyone piss poor. He doesn't want you to struggle. He doesn't want you to live from pound to pound or dollar to dollar. He wants you to have an abundance. And me and Kim used to live from pound to pound, penny to penny. Because we didn't have no concept of money. No one really taught us, and we didn't really have a mind to really go search about how we could do it. We didn't think we could manage money. Then we just done what we understood, which didn't really help us at all, right? Got us in lots of trouble. But, you know, in the sense of, like, debts and not paying things off and stuff like that. But now we're free, and God has blessed us. But I had to learn the lesson. I had to learn the lesson. I had to change my thinking. I had to learn how to steward, how to pay bills, pay the things back that you borrowed from companies. Because when it's a company, you can have an attitude, well, it's a company, they've got loads of money. Wrong attitude, you know what I mean? So it's like God taught me all these things and put it right so that I could prosper. Because I always had that question, if you want me to prosper, God, why am I piss poor? You know, surely you're going to make me prosperous if you want me to be prosperous. But I didn't realize there was things that I needed to do. Right, we want to have the mind of Christ. We want to walk like Christ. Well, why don't you make me like that? No, because God wants us to learn and grow and develop and grow up into Christ, right? So that is heart. It's love. It's done with heart and love. You know, it's not done out of fear and worries and doubts like they do in Christianity or any other religion. People are changing because they better do it. They might go to hell. No, we respond in love. No, with love, things grow and change and develops. But really, like, God is with you. You know, maybe, like I was sharing with someone, it says in the scripture somewhere, examine yourself whether you're in the faith. Sometimes we can really think we're walking the walk, and we might be doing certain things, and we think we're really doing it. Go and check it out. Check your heart. Check why you're doing what you're doing and where you're doing it, and you know, what's the heart behind the motivation? Is it done with love? Is it done with a clear conscience? Whatever that may be. You know, check your heart. Are you walking in faith? Or are you just going through the motions because you understood and heard and learnt things? You know, God wants us to be intentional, you know. The renewed mind is, well, I better renew my mind because everybody else is renewing their mind. No, the renewed mind is, there's things in my life I need to change. I want to see the power of God in this area. You know, Father, show me what I need to do. And it's pursuing God. And all these things that we're doing now is to help with your joy, because by faith you stand, so that we can pursue God. Father, I really want to move. I really want to see the change. I really want to see your power at work. I really want to see the multiplication of fellowship. I really want my family blessed. I really want us to walk and live the life you want. Now you help me and show me what I need to do so that those things can fall into place and you can go to work. Help me to give you room to work, God. You know, help me to take my own ideas out. Anyway, I think I could go on. There's lots more I could actually say, and I really feel like saying it all, but be here all night, isn't it? You know, because God just inspires, and he really wants everyone to be happy. He wants us to be successful. He wants us to enjoy things, and I'm so thankful. You know, I'm going to connect to my minister, and it's costing me a pretty penny to go and do it as well. It's costing me something. It's costing me time away from my wife, my beautiful little children, my dogs, and my children, Daddy and Amber and Leanne and Nick and the kids and Jason and Becky and Jack and Darcy and Alfie. I'm going to be away from them for 3 weeks without seeing them. It's a sacrifice. It is a sacrifice. I love being around these guys. You know what I mean? I love being on the Zoom Fellowship. I'm not going to be able to join this, really. Maybe I might be able to come on for a little bit, but it's going to be late. And it's costing us money on the aeroplane, you know. Thankfully, someone wanted to bless me with the flight, and I also contributed it towards it. And but it costs something, you know. It's not that I'm buying anything, but it does cost something. If you want to get the truth, you might have to put your hands in your pocket, and it's for you to go there to learn. And I'm going to go there and learn. And I learn something new every time I go there. I learn a different angle every time. And I'm going there first and foremost for me, to strengthen me. What can I do? How can I practice things? What can I bring back from this wonderful spiritual shopping trip of God that he set up for me to go and get the things that I need to come back and feed the people that I'm feeding? And so that's why I'm going. And so number one for me, and also then to give to others. And so, Yeah, keep us all in your prayers, me and Mary and Fred and the other people that are visiting as well. It's going to be a great time. And so, yeah, sometimes you're going to have to, it costs you to pursue sometimes. You know, it does. It really does. It costs me all the time. You know what I mean? But it's worth it because I learn so much and I'm growing and I'm developing and I'm able to help people. It's all about helping people. It's all about getting you walking with God in your own right and you seeing these same things and seeing results and seeing your fellowships grow. It's all about the growth. It's all about the outreach, reconciling men and women back to God, to walk with God, to get out of the mainstream Christianity and other things that have stopped people from really moving with God, you know? And so that's what I'm about, to help you, and that I'm a helper of your joy, for by faith you stand. So God bless you.